Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kali, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Becky?
Nope.
Any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heavenland,
Tammy Lynn.
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We were convinced that we could not bluff our way through two shows so far of this week, Monday and Tuesday. But we did. We'll see if we can do it again today because, folks, there is still really nothing going on. You know what we need? We need like an OJ thing to happen. We need something that everybody will be talking about because right now nobody's...
Well, maybe not with the horrible murders.
There's nothing to tell. Without the murders.
Story, yeah.
Just a guy driving slowly with the cops chasing him who didn't kill anybody. Unless he killed two scumbags. We don't care.
Right. Well, that wouldn't be a story.
You know what's interesting? When you watch the news, or you read the paper, which Peon
doesn't,
doesn't do either one, but they say four people were shot, and they mention some low life, a crack house, a scuzz bucket neighborhood. Nobody really pays any attention to it. It's like, you know, you think, oh my goodness, four people killed, and then they say who it was. It looks gang related. Oh, okay.
It doesn't quite tug on the heartstrings.
It just
like
doesn't.
That.
No.
In fact, you're kind of thinking, well, keep it going.
Yeah, thin the herd.
Thin the herd, and maybe you can kill all your fellow gang members. You can all just kill each other and don't have to deal with you people. You gang, thug, murdering idiots. It's just interesting how it doesn't register. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on the ninth day of July, 2014, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, as opposed to B.C., because B.C. they didn't have any radio. Now, when I say dumb things like that, I'll tell you why I'm saying it, because it takes up time. And the more I pad what I say and embellish on it, the quicker we'll be able to get through this show, because there's nothing going on. Now, the only thing going on in my life today was this morning I had my, 400th ophthalmological appointment, and I had my eyes dilated. And I don't want to complain about it, because there are bigger things for people to complain about, like radiation and chemotherapy and having to be fitted for artificial limbs. But, man, do I hate to have my eyes dilated.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And Peon and people like that, I'm sure, have never had it done. Just like you've never had the intrusive rectal finger digital exam for prostate. But you're getting close. How old are you, 36?
37.
You are 3 years away from the finger in the butt.
Not really.
Well, no, 50, you have to have it in your family, right, to go get checked at 40? No.
Yeah. No.
That's what they told me.
No. I think 40 is the magic age. That's
I thought
where
it was
you...
50, unless it's in your family.
No. It's 40, I'm telling
you. I'm going at 40 regardless.
Yeah, just to see what the big deal is. See what all the talk
is. All right,
is
Doc,
about.
I'm ready.
Mr. Geist, we don't need to see you till I want it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it to me.
10 years for this. I've heard my older coworkers talking about it. And I want to know what's so horrible.
Let me see those fingers.
So here we. Oh, my little grandson is in town, and today. His dad, who's my son, and his mom, who's my daughter-in-law, and my wife, who's his grandmother, all went to the zoo.
Oh.
This is a big deal. Now, he's, in 6 days, he'll be one.
Wow.
So he doesn't know an elephant from a snake.
Where did that go?
Yeah,
the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man.
So he doesn't have any idea what, but
yeah,
what's funny is watching, and I'm sure we did the same thing. You watch parents of little bitty kids, they're trying to speed the process up.
Oh,
let's take him to the zoo.
Right. Let's do all these things that he'll,
he'll never remember. He doesn't have any idea now what he's looking at. He'll never remember it, but you do it anyway.
Do you remember the first time we took you to the zoo when he gets older? No.
Remember, you were 11 months and 3 weeks old, and you don't remember that? No. But he went to the zoo, and my wife said it was packed. Because the weather.
During the summer, too. Yeah. I mean, with all the kids out of school. Yeah. It's not that fun to go when It's so crowded like that.
Yeah.
You don't really have a choice in the summer. I mean, during the week you go, it's packed, and during the weekends, don't even bother.
Now, does anybody go to the zoo in December? Is it open?
I don't. I think it is open year round, but most of the animals aren't out.
The polar bears are out.
We don't even have polar bears anymore.
We don't?
No.
What happened?
I think one or two died, and
the other one said, "I'm out of here."
I don't think we've. I don't know how that works, but I don't think we've gotten any more.
All right. What are the bear exhibit
is not what it used to be at all. I mean, it. Remember, you used to have six or seven different exhibits, and you know there's two or three bears in each one. It's not like that at all anymore.
All right. So if somebody said, "Okay, you're going to the zoo, but you can only see two things. What two animals would you want to go see? Even if you've already seen them and you had to go see two, what would they be?"
I would, for me personally, I would say the chimps, the chimpanzees and orangutans. Those are fun to see. And
we can call that one category.
Right, yeah, because it's in the same area. And probably the new sea lion exhibit is pretty cool.
Now, see, I don't care anything about sea lions. I don't care to look at them. They don't do anything for me.
They spent a bunch of money. The exhibit's really nice. It's a brand new exhibit, and you can walk underneath and walk under the water and see them swimming above you and everything.
I don't care about that.
The penguin exhibit. That's a nice place to go in the winter, in the summer, because it's nice and cool
cold
in there.
Yeah. I would go elephants and monkeys. Except the monkeys.
You don't get to be really close to the elephants, though. I mean, they could be, you know, to begin with, even if they're at their closest, you're still, you know, 30 feet away.
But they're so big,
right,
that even 30 feet away, you go, wow, that's a big thing, that elephant. The problem with monkeys is it's embarrassing if you take children to see the monkeys, because they show their genitals to everybody, and they pick their butts in front of people, and they sling their doo-doo. And if you're a kid watching that, you might get the idea, hey, that looks like fun. I'm going to do that. And I think it's a bad influence for kids. Monkeys are a bad influence for children, because they do disgusting things.
They pick nits off each other.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And they do it like they think it's fun.
It's fun, though, when they're sitting right, because, I mean, that glass at the chimpanzee exhibit, you can, if they're sitting right there, I mean, they're, you know, inches away from you, you know, separated by a big pane of glass.
Here's a legitimate question. Do monkeys pleasure themselves, male monkeys? Because they have hands.
Oh, sure.
How do you know? Have you seen it?
I've never seen it, but I would almost put money on it.
You know they have to.
Well, sure.
They have hands and they have things. How, I mean, they've discovered everything else. They discovered how to peel a banana, how to, you know, do just about everything. You know, they finally reached down and went, hey, this feels pretty good.
I've seen a video before. We talked about bubbling the other day. Remember that?
Yeah. What was bubbling?
Where teenagers nowadays are number wanting.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Disgusting.
So I've seen video. I think the chimps do that too.
The chimps do it?
But they're animals. We're humans.
Right.
For those who don't know, this is not a joke, because I remember now we did this the other day. This is a legitimate news story. One of the new things to do for idiot numbskull teenagers, not normal teenagers, but the dumb numbskulls, is they urinate in their own mouths. Guys shoot a stream up and catch it in their mouths. I'm not kidding. That is disgusting monkey behavior. That's what you expect to see in the monkey cage. And is it glass? It's glass, isn't it? The monkeys, they're behind glass.
Separated, yes. Yeah.
Good.
Bill Clevin just texted me. He said they're building a new giant polar bear exhibit. So
Andrew has a monkey, a monkey story.
Well, I'd love to hear.
Online
monkeys fascinate me.
I know.
My daughter, I think it was her 11th birthday or 10th birthday, we hired that chimp. Remember that company?
Oh, yeah.
Chimp Party.
Yeah.
And we had a chimpanzee come out. It was fantastic.
We did that, too,
it was
for
the
my
greatest
daughter.
Thing. And then that chimp chewed that woman's face off.
Yeah.
And ate her hands off.
Was that that wasn't a chimp party thing? That was
just a lady that had a chimp.
But I'm saying it was a chimpanzee.
Yeah,
the chimp party thing that we did it with my daughter too, and they brought out, it's like a baby chimp.
Connor, his name was Connor, yeah. And he had little kids' clothes on,
yeah.
Little suspenders.
It's neat seeing those.
She
baby
still
chimps.
Talks yeah. about it. It was great.
They had
$150, and you could invite a whole bunch of kids.
They had one for a while. I think it's since passed away, but they had one that had alopecia, where it was a hairless chimp.
I don't want to see that.
That has I can't remember if it was a boy or girl. But
that has to be disgusting.
It looked like a little man just walking around. Because it didn't have a stitch of hair in his body.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Or a professional swimmer walking around. He shaves himself. Andrew is the one that the monkey
shows? Yes,
swimmer?
Yeah.
Andrew, how are you?
I'm well. I am in the PM.
Thank you. What's your monkey story?
Well, I had a female teacher in biology when I was in high school. And we went to the zoo as a field trip. And she started dancing in front of the glass like a monkey might do.
Yeah.
And a male monkey came up. And just started going to town on himself. He loved it. masturbating right out behind the other side of the glass. They do masturbate.
Now, that's a great field trip.
Yeah.
Now you got something.
Hilarious.
Was she hot?
No. She was an old few lady.
Well, to a monkey.
To a monkey.
monkey, she was hot.
Yeah.
Well,
she was your favorite age.
You answered my question. Hey, do monkeys do that? And we know they do.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And they're not too picky about
it. I bet it was awesome as a kid watching that.
Oh, I bet it was fantastic. Did she, when she realized it, did she tell you students, move along?
Or? No, she started laughing because it happened like kind of slowly. Like the monkey came up and looked at her a little funny, and then it was just like, oh, all right, let's do this. And then she just started laughing, and we went about our way.
Well, you know why she laughed and she enjoyed it? If she was ugly, she's never had that kind of sexual attention before.
No.
It was flattering to her.
That probably.
The monkey,
monkey.
Yeah, even from a monkey. Yeah.
Somebody finds me attractive.
Look at what he's doing.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Look at these phones. Now, these must be people that had monkey poop slung on them or something. Didn't they used to have it open in like a cage and that could happen or something? And then they started putting glass up? And who has to clean that glass? Because monkeys are, they're fascinating to me, but they're creepy. And here's what's creepy. They're a little bit too much like us, because you start forgetting it's a monkey after a while. When that chimp, when we did that party, honest to goodness, after a while, you think he's just like one of the kids at the party, because he does the same stuff kids do. Let's throw a ball.
Yeah.
Let's eat some grapes. Let's peel a banana. Let's run around the yard. Let's do somersaults. And he's wearing little kid's clothes. It's just kind of weird but funny. Hello, Rich.
Hello, gang.
How are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Of course. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I was interested. You were saying how your grandson is not going to remember this trip to the zoo because of his age.
Of course he's not.
And it made me remember my oldest daughter's first trip to the zoo.
Yeah, but was she one? She didn't remember it if she's one.
She was 7 months, and my now ex-wife insisted that we had to go to the zoo.
Well, sure.
And it was a nice, beautiful September day in 2001. At least it was nice and beautiful in St. Louis, not so much in New York, because it happened to be the 11th.
Yeah.
There was absolutely nothing that I said or anybody else said that would change her mind. We were going to the zoo.
Oh, so you knew even after you went to the zoo after it happened in New York?
I watched the plane hit the second tower while she was yelling at me to get ready so we could go to the zoo.
And you still went on to the zoo that day?
Oh, I wouldn't have gone anywhere public.
Oh, my God.
That day.
Wow, no wonder you divorced her.
Well, that's one reason. There's several.
Yeah.
But whenever it's mentioned, my daughter, who is only 13 years old now, will look at me and go, really? You took me to the zoo on that day?
I find that very weird. Was anybody else there?
It was surprisingly crowded. I mean, it wasn't packed, but it was actually pretty crowded.
Well, that stuns me. Yeah, these must be people who did not watch the news.
It stuns
day.
Me that they didn't close the zoo down.
That surprises me. But there are people. Look, Peon doesn't watch the news. It could be 3 days later, and he goes, what?
I mean, I don't watch television news, but I'm constantly on the internet, looking at news sources.
But I think there are people, they don't get any news anywhere. I'll bet you there are people at the zoo didn't even know what had happened.
Well, there were, as we were looking at some of the bigger cats, there were, I think it was a group of about six or eight people that I overheard speaking, that they were actually from a zoo in Canada.
Yeah.
And one of them made the comment of what a pretty day it was. We're supposed to be on a plane, but we can't get out. So they were, whatever it was they were in town for.
Okay, they're stuck.
They were stuck, so they just basically made it into another work day. I think they had come to our zoo to see how to improve their zoo, so they just made another work day out of it because they couldn't get out of town anyhow.
There you go.
Get back to Canada.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right, Rich.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I changed my mind. They said, you go to the zoo, do they have to go and you have to see two animals? I take back the monkeys. Lions and tigers. I'm lumping that into one category. Now, there's a fascinating thing, and I'll tell you why. A lion, if you've ever looked at a lion or a tiger, they look really cuddly and friendly. They just kind of lick their paws and, lay down and roll up. They look at you, and they're good. They're pretty. And then you realize they could bite your head completely off, just clean.
Sure.
One bite, your head's gone. And it wouldn't take any, or they could reach out with that big paw and swipe you, and you'd have 9-inch deep claw marks raked 12 inches across your body. You'd bleed to death.
Mm-hmm.
And what really fools you, if you ever see a cub, like a tiger cub, it's just like a really neat little kitten. You play with it, and you think, well, this thing's never going to, he's never going to be mean or hurt anybody. Yeah, he will. He'll grow up and eat your family. If he decides to. This is Stan. Hello, Stan. How are you?
AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I remember when I'm almost 50, probably about third or fourth grade, my parents took me down there, and that was when the monkeys were outside in the old style. They had the bars.
Oh, boy.
Had a little barricade around.
When they could throw their doo-doo on you.
Yeah. No, not on me. I remember walking up there at my parents, and their kids are up there jumping and howling, and they were having a blast. Well, yeah, there was a bunch of them in there. Just throwing their poop at them.
Now, this is what separates us from monkeys. I know they're a lot like us in a lot of ways. We don't throw our poop on each other.
I don't know. Have you seen some of those jail movies?
Yeah.
Standing close enough to the cage, you get hit by the poop to begin with.
Yeah, that was a good idea doing that glass.
I've seen I think it's on National Geographic Channel. It's called Locked Up. Watch that show.
Oh, no,
you'll
I've seen
some
that.
Of the,
human those, prisoners do, they throw their poop on the guards. That's true. All right, Stan, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would really ruin a zoo trip. I don't care if the nicest day, 76 degrees, 74, no humidity and everything, and then you get hit with a big clump of a monkey doo-doo, and your day is ruined. You can't get it off completely. You're at the zoo. There's no shower. What are you going to do, take a napkin and smear it and make it worse? Yeah, no thanks. And I have trouble eating food when I'm smelling large amounts of animal doo-doo. It kind of ruins the taste of food. Like if you have a popcorn or something, and while you're eating it, you see big globs of elephant doo-doo coming out, hitting the ground. It ruins everything. Food tastes like poop then. It's not a good place to eat.
One of the funniest animals to see, though, I think it's inside the children's zoo part. But a naked mole rat? Have you ever seen one of those?
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
It looks like...
like an anteater?
I'll show you a picture.
The children's zoo is actually pretty cool. But
well, first of all, a mole is the ugliest thing ever. A mole. And a mole rat? I think I may have seen this. He's going to show me a picture.
Oh, yeah.
What does that look like?
Oh, my goodness.
To you?
That looks like a penis with legs on it.
I know.
Honest to goodness. A mole rat looks like a walking penis.
Well, naked. It has to be a naked mole rat.
Now, who would want to see that?
They don't have any hair.
See, I don't want to go to the zoo to see that. Some things you.
It's a weasel with the big, long teeth sticking out the end of it.
Some things are nice and attractive, like tigers and lions and elephants even. But then you see something like this, and you go, oh, let's go home. This is disgusting. I think I'm going to be sick. It's kind of like I feel bad for rhinoceroses and hippopotamuses because when they're in Africa and they're walking around, they might go for a while and not know what they look like. And then they go to a pond to get a drink, and they look in and go, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Whoa. And you see that you're a hippopotamus, which is about the ugliest thing there is. And they look around, and they see a zebra and a giraffe and all these pretty animals. And they look down in the water again and go, why did I get this curse that I look like this? And a rhinoceros. All I know, I don't want to be anywhere near one of those things coming toward me. They got like razor blade horns on them. They have those jagged, weird, those horns.
Yeah, like a giant. Yeah, they have two sets of horns right on the top of their face.
Almost like a set of knives. Like they're carrying a whole set of knives on their nose or something. So have fun at the zoo, everybody, if you decide to go. But it is the perfect weather for it. We're in a little business. Take a break to the Burke segment. Take your calls. It is Wednesday. So speaking of animals, Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us after the 4 o'clock news. So if you have any questions about your pets, if you have a rhinoceros at your house, could you own a rhinoceros here? I don't think so. You can own other junk like a tiger. I wonder if anybody has a rhino. Now, you'd be the only one in the neighborhood if you a rhinoceros in your backyard. But you never hear of that. You don't hear of it. Does anybody have a giraffe here? We've got bison. We have tigers. We have lion. In Missouri, we have monkeys, like chimps. How about a gorilla? Can you own a gorilla? We need to ask Dr. Doug. Could you own a gorilla in Missouri? If you lived out in Wildwood and you had the acreage, can you get a permit to own a gorilla?
I don't know.
Why not? Well, you have a chimp. Why not a gorilla? Now you got something. You have people over, and you go, hey, Kay, come out here to the backyard. And you've got a full-size, like, 250, 300-pound gorilla. Now you got it. You win the prize for the neighborhood. We'll ask him that. I'd like to know why it is you can have a chimp, but if you can, why can't you own a gorilla? And why can't you have a hippo or a rhinoceros? We'll find out.
And you'd have to clean the poop up before you cut the grass, though. Oh, that would be bad.
That would be bad. So you can ask him about your actual legitimate pets when he comes on later. We're going to talk a little Window World talk, and then we're going to take a break and take your calls, do the Burke segment, all that stuff. Window World, as you know, is the original $189 window, and it is, it's covered by a lifetime warranty that includes pretty much everything, has a good housekeeping seal of approval, is in the homes of over 40,000 people in the St. Louis area. Actually, not people. It's 40,000 homes, which would be more than 40,000 people. Let's say the average home has three people in it, and you have 40,000 homes have Window World windows. That would be...
What is it now?
40,000 homes, and let's say the average home has three people. I'm trying to decide how many people have Window World windows.
Probably... 350
million. 350
million
people have Window World windows in the St. Louis area. And, there's another company that embarrassingly prices their windows at $189. And I'm not kidding. If I were this company, I'd be embarrassed because you look so ridiculous putting that price on your inferior window. Aren't you at all embarrassed by that? Apparently not. But don't let that confuse you. If you see the $189 price, look for this name, Window World. If there's any other name, it's not the window we're talking about. It's not the one with the good housekeeping seal, and it's not the one with this fantastic warranty. Window World. If you want to know more and you're ready for windows and you want your money's worth, windowworldstlouis.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. We've got an accident. It's on westbound 70 just before air flight. You've got two left lanes blocked. Only the right lane is getting through. You're jammed up now approaching Highway 170. Got some sweeping operations going on right now on eastbound 44 near the Merrimack River Bridge. The right lane is shut down there. Everything else is just volume starting to build. Southbound 270 Manchester through Doherty Ferry and on westbound 40 from Hampton through McCausland. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live, Paul Harris and I check in with a Harvard professor that started a pact to fight against other super PACs. And Paul talks with the former governor and presidential candidate who was just named CEO of a company that plans to sell marijuana products. It's McGraw Live with Tim Weiland on traffic, Jim Holder on sports, and I'll bring you news all morning long. Listen and watch at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to help prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. The security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-500-1966. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll give you a $100 Visa gift card, absolutely free from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Call 1-800-500-1966. 1-800-500-1966.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low. So it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to Schnars.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This week marks the ninth playing of the Metropolitan Open at St. Albans Country Club, presented by Plaza Motors. The best professional and amateur golfers will tee it up Thursday through Saturday at spectacular St. Albans Country Club. Plaza Motors will present $15,000 to the winner of this year's Metropolitan Open champion, and John Carney will be broadcasting live from the Country Club of St. Albans this Friday from noon to 3 p.m. Plaza Motors, St. Albans, and the Big 550 wish all 144 players a fantastic week and the best of luck.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, man, time won't let me. I, for the life of me, I can't tell you who this is. Who is it?
The Outsiders.
Outsiders. I remember all their hits. I think this is it for them. I'm going to take 1 minute, do some business, and while we do that, you can call, and I'm sorry, I forgot to give you the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Quick word from American Equity Mortgage, and then it's off to the phones. American Equity Mortgage. The first thing I want to remind you is this. If there's ever been an advertiser that you could thank for helping keep this show on the air, it's American Equity Mortgage. 22 years plus. Over 22 years, 52 weeks a year. Been a part of this show. And if there's ever been a place that you can call that will work quickly for you and do everything they can to get you what you need, whether it's a mortgage or a loan on the equity in your house, regardless of your credit, it's American Equity Mortgage. They work surprisingly fast. Because sometimes when people need money, they really need money, and they don't have a lot of time to dunce around. And sometimes when they find the house they want to get it and lock it up and get moved in. They've been doing this for a long, long time, over 22 years. They are American Equity Mortgage, and they're not any other company with a name that sounds similar or a phone number that's similar. They're at AmericanEquity.com, and their number is 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. Just remember, thousands and thousands and thousands of people who finally saw the light and let American Equity pay off their credit cards saved an average of $640 each. That's the average savings, and that's free and clear. Taxes already paid. That's just money in your pocket just because you stopped paying the minimum payments on your credit cards and let them pay them off. And then you roll it into your house payment at a much lower interest rate. Think about it. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Again, 314-969-KTRS or toll. I didn't say the second word. 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Marv. How you doing?
Oh, just fine, Frank. I got something for primarily Ian.
Yes, sir.
And all of you. Ian, you remember a couple of years ago, you were talking about how we don't need so much space to live in, about how you could live like in one room.
Well,
some
people
absolutely
can, yeah.
Okay, well, I found out tonight at 9 o'clock on what used to be the Biography Channel, which is now called FYI.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just changed Monday, as of Monday.
I did not know. There's no bio anymore.
Yeah, there's no bio. It's now FYI. Huh. Now, Frank, you and I both have DirecTV, so that'd be channel 266.
Okay.
So I don't know what Ian has. I don't know what you got, but whatever bio was, that'll be FYI. But okay. Tonight at 9 o'clock is a show called Tiny House Nation, and I saw some of the trailers or lead-ins or whatever you want to call it, promos, and it's exactly what you're talking about. People just... they take a cube, you know, maybe about a 10-foot cube, and things slide in and out, and beds fall down, and it's amazing.
Oh, it's I've seen those. It's
now,
like
this
living
is,
in a
Marv, this has got to be primarily single people, right?
Well, I don't
I've
know.
I've seen couples.
The first show was on tonight, so I don't know what the whole deal is, but it's exactly what you're... See, I'm an older, retired, single guy. My wife is gone, and I've got this 1,400-square-foot house all to myself, and I think, you know, it's silly. I got central air conditioning. You know, you're cooling down an entire house. Yeah. I live essentially in two or three rooms. That's about it. So I would like to downsize too, except I don't want to move.
Well.
But this is a, I think the show will appeal to all the people who who want to minimalize, so to speak.
I've seen some of those. I could totally do that. Some people actually build, like, you know, on a short flatbed trailer, they'll build like a mini cabin kind of deal. And yeah, it's maybe, I don't know, 50 square feet. And
Really don't need a whole lot. You know, I mean, with no kids and all, it works out. Hey, Ian, one quickie, I'll get off the phone. Do you have any relatives down in Florida?
I don't believe so.
Okay, now I used to live next door to some Geises back in the 50s, and never mind. Well, anyway, thanks for the good show, Frank.
Anyway.
It's been 28 years and a couple months now. Since I picked you up.
Wow.
Yeah. Charter member.
Yep.
Charter member. Thanks for the tip on the bio channel, too.
Right. Talk to you later, guys. Bye now.
Now the FYI. I didn't know that. The FYI channel. I love that biography. Well, now FYI. And then that one lockup or something. It's some channel where all they do is show you the nastiest of the nastiest people in jail.
Yeah, I think that's on National Geographic.
There's an ID channel or something. It's just I like watching demented weirdos in jail because it doesn't change them. They get more crazy in jail. It's like jail makes them really crazy.
Well, right, yeah.
They tattoo each other's eyeballs in jail. You know, that kind of stuff. This should be Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. I want to clear up a little bit of thing. Monkeys are two different things.
I'm sorry. Well, monkeys and apes. Yeah, we know. We just kind of lump it all together as monkeys.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you knew that or not. I'm assuming lots of people don't. They think everything's a monkey and it's not a monkey. Everything's not a monkey. It's apes. Apes are like gorillas
and monkeys are little. Monkeys are little.
Yeah, monkeys have tails.
Wait a minute. I didn't know monkeys have tails, but he's right. An ape doesn't have a tail.
Shush. Yeah, I'm talking to the dog.
Well, I know you weren't talking to us.
We weren't barking.
Do all monkeys have tails?
Yeah, all the monkeys have tails. All the rest are the apes, like gorillas and chimpanzees.
What's the deal that so much of their butts don't have hair? What is that?
I don't know. I guess they shave it a lot.
Well, and the monkeys that have the big old pink swollen tumor
that.
On the back of it.
That's,
I don't know.
Orangutan. It's not an orangutan. It's a mandrill or something like that. What they call it.
That's a bad look.
Yeah.
It's just a bad look. All right. Well, thank you.
And there's actually a sign there that says there's nothing wrong with my butt.
On the outside of the exhibit?
Yeah, because it looks like he's got a disease.
Oh, right. Poor guy.
I know what you're talking about. Anyway, do you guys remember Phil the gorilla?
Yeah, absolutely. Is he still stuffed and standing at the zoo?
Yeah.
Yes, he is on the inside in the cool climate control type thing. He's still there.
And why? Because he was the biggest gorilla they ever had? Or what was the deal?
I think he died in 1956. 56, something like that.
I remember the year before I was born. When I was a teenager, I remember vividly going up and looking at Phil the gorilla because he gives you a chance. I mean, he's stuffed, but you get up real close.
Right.
You go, wow, this is a big gorilla.
Yeah, and he also looks like he could just move at any time.
Oh, you know, he does. It's a really good job, whoever did it. Yeah. All right, Roger. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
I'm fascinated, too, by Coco the gorilla. I'm sure you've heard of the gorilla that can do like 1,000 words in sign language.
Yeah, that's not here, though.
No, that's not here, but yeah.
See, I'm telling you. That means they're almost
close.
Like people.
Yes.
If they can communicate like that. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and a PM, as always.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I am calling to let you know that about 3 weeks ago, you guys lost a longtime listener. His wife asked me to call and let you know that he had listened to you from day one.
Wow.
And your show made his day every day when he was out working and everything. And about 3 weeks ago, he passed away from cancer. And he went pretty quick. One day you think he looks nice and healthy, and the next day they're burying him.
Wow.
But his wife wanted me to call you guys and let you know that he enjoyed the show.
What happened? We lost his
cell signal. I wanted to get a name.
We need his name, Dan. You got to call us back. We lost Dan's signal.
Holy cow.
We got you back. We got you. What was his name?
His name was Russ.
Can we have a last name?
Reagan, R-E-A-G-E-N, I believe it was.
Russ Reagan.
Yeah. longtime listener, and he enjoyed your show, and his wife thanks you for all the years of making him happy and laugh.
Well, you know what? He's probably listening right now. They got great reception in heaven. So, Russ, thanks for the time you spent with us when you were here. We appreciate it. I'm glad you told me that.
Have a good afternoon, guys. Right.
Thank you for the call, Dan. See, you don't realize. Russ Reagan, out there, all these years out there, we didn't know. See, we don't know who's out there. Which is why, if we have time today, I'd like to do another Getting to Know You segment. We did this a couple of times. It was really interesting to me.
Yeah, and you know, the phone call, the first phone call we would have received on Monday, our anniversary, would have been Southside Harry.
That's right.
He always called us on our anniversary.
And he can't do that now because he's gone.
Yeah.
But he's listening up in heaven. You know, we got a bigger audience in heaven now than we did here. Did you ever think about that? Moon's up there. Bernice is up there. Reggie's up there. Southside Harry. Russ is up there.
Yeah.
Boy, if we only had that kind of numbers down here in listeners, that'd be great. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm Amen PM.
All right, thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Not calling from heaven. Hey, you mentioned Stuffed Phil the Gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had double carpal tunnel surgery, and the doctor that did my hands, he worked on Phil's hands, too. And so there was a like a bronze casting of Phil's hand on the wall in his office. So every time I go, I had to look at that. It was pretty cool.
What? How did he work on his hands? What did he do to them?
I guess.
I don't know. It was just something he did. Like, he's like one of the best orthopedic surgeons.
But, I mean, how did you don't know how?
So he got to do something with them.
You don't know how Phil hurt his hand, do you?
Was it after Phil died? Because Phil died in 57.
I don't want to share him here.
Yeah, hang on a second. He's right. Phil died in 1957. Did he operate on him after he was dead?
You know, I don't know. I think it was something they were doing as, you know, to keep him going as he was getting of age.
Yeah.
Wow, that doctor must be old.
Yeah. He must be.
Yeah, he was a very well-known orthopedic surgeon here in town. It's pretty cool.
All right. All right. Well, I appreciate the story. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate his work, man. Take care, man. Thanks.
I would think a vet would do that. But I guess they're so much like people that sometimes they call
a
human,
orthopedic surgeon.
A human doctor.
The one caller called and said Phil died in like 57 or something like that.
That's what we just said.
Yeah, but I thought he was around like in the 60s or something like that. Maybe he was just stuffed.
Peon's going to look it up. I don't know when he died. I didn't see him alive. I know by the time I got to the zoo and moved here at 15, he was... He was standing up greeting people, dead.
He arrived in 41. It does not say when he died.
Oh, it's got to.
Huh. Not on the zoo's website.
Do they have to clean him? Do you have to clean a stuffed animal? I mean, because you know dust gets in his fur. Do they have to shampoo him, put him in a shower or something? You have to take a big old stuffed gorilla in the shower?
Died on December 1st, 1958.
Aha. Uh-huh. Wow. But his hand lived another 5 years because of the doctor. Was still alive.
His hands were moving.
An autopsy determined that the cause was ulcerative colitis.
Ooh, that sounds...
Doesn't sound good.
That sounds rectal. That sounds bad. Colitis. Yeah. That's pretty close to rectal and anal colitis. So Phil died in 58. I'm serious. Do they have to clean him? Is he in a sealed glass?
I think it's... Oh, there's a statue. There's a bronze statue of him on site, but I don't know if you can even get to see the stuffed version of Phil anymore. I think it's like in one of the corporate offices or training centers or something.
What, the actual stuffed one?
Yeah, I don't think the general public can see it anymore.
You're right. There is a statue out in front of the primate house.
No, it's actually in front of the entrance on...
In front of the entrance to the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like the snake house too much because, I don't know, I can't explain it. Snakes are interesting, but that's not what I would go to the zoo for, is to see snakes. You go to see, you can see snakes. It's like you wouldn't go to see a dog at the zoo. Yeah, I can see that.
There are some kind of dogs there.
Dogs at the zoo?
Not domesticated dogs, but, wild dogs.
You know what they ought to have? They ought to have cows and pigs, because there are city kids that never see a cow or a pig. They ought to have them at the zoo. You go to the zoo. I'm telling you, there are kids born in the city, they've never seen a cow.
Just go to a state fair,
Illinois State Fair. You'll see.
City kids don't go to State Fair. Let me grab this call. I'll get it because Dan's busy. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jason. How are you guys?
Jason, we're great. How are you?
I'm doing well. AM and the PM.
Thank you. That's close enough. We've got about a minute. What can we do for you?
Hey, yeah, we saw Phil DeGrillo, the stuffed Phil DeGrillo, about 5 years ago at a birthday party they had in a certain area of the zoo. It's kind of a special rental area, I guess.
Not for the general public.
Absolutely not. They said he was just there moment for a month or two while they were doing some cleaning and rehab to him, but they didn't tell us where he was going to be after that.
Ah, so nobody knows the exact location right now of the whereabouts of Phil.
No, sir.
But these, but probably, like Peon said, and some, I mean, like the some, who's the president of the zoo, the CEO? It's probably in his office. Nice conversation piece when you go in. There's big old Phil standing there. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Do a little business. We come back. Dr. Doug, as long as you're talking about animals, I don't care what kind of animal you have. This is the guy. This is the guy. You got a question? This is free advice. Your vet would charge you for this information. So Dr. Doug will be here very shortly. AT&T U-verse, did you have it? You heard Marv say he has DirecTV. I have DirecTV. I have nothing to complain about except that I can't compare it to anything else because I can't get AT&T U-verse. If I could, I would. I've actually called AT&T a few times and said, hey, is U-verse out here yet? And no, they're not. Not yet. We get no DSL. We get no cable. I get my high speed from a dish. And I get my TV from a dish. But you, most of you listening, can get AT&T U-verse. And here's why you're going to want to do that. One, it's fiber optic. Picture quality is terrific. And you get some recording options that I don't have with the TV provider that I have. Also, October 14th, the SEC Network comes online. Southeastern Conference. If you like college sports, you want AT&T U-verse. Get it installed now and get familiar with the whole system, and by the time October 15th comes, you'll already be glad you have it, and you'll be even more glad because here's what you're going to get to see. A thousand live sporting events, including 45 college football games. And that starts October 14th. It's the SEC Network. Now, here's the other thing. With the U-verse wireless receiver, you don't have to be connected to a typical TV outlet, so you can move around and take your phone or your iPad or your whatever, Android tablet, and watch it anywhere you want to. Very portable, move around. Also, the home DVR, if U-verse records up to 4 shows at once, you're not going to miss anything. Find out more, 877-ONLY-ATT, or go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and there it is. Everything you need to know, link you to it, is right there. AT&T U-verse, don't go away, 4 o'clock, Big 550, KTRS.
From ABC News.